वैसे डबरी नगर तो मैं यहाँ पे 1970 में आया, उस वक्त यहाँ पे कुछ 40-45 से हटते बिल्कुल।
आई केम टू डावरी नगर इन 1970। दैट टाइम देयर वर अबाउट 40 to 45।
सुभाष सावंत इज बोथ एन ऑडिटी एंड अ सेलिब्रिटी एंड फॉर द सेम रीजन। He is the only elected city councillor in Bombay who actually lives in a slum, right here in Dowri Nagar, a rabbit warren of little brick houses wedged between the main highway that leads in from the airport and blocks of mildewed government apartments.
This land was identified as land for rifle shooting in this entire area. And the residents in this area received their first eviction notice in 1967.
The Defence Ministry in New Delhi owns this plot of land. According to their plans, drawn up in the 1960s and never revised, this is open land, supposed to become a military firing range. But there are now many, many thousands living on it. They want title to the land. The city officially acknowledges they're a slum, but its hands are tied. You have to talk with the people who own the land. It's not our problem. That means organizing the communities so they talk and act with one voice. Easier said than done. So Subhash has invited the women of Baikala to come to Dowri Nagar to start the ball rolling.
Since the time that Maila Milan was formed, I've been watching the way in which the women's groups have got together and they've started saving, and the way in which they help everybody else. And it seemed to me that we could use this, because we also have a women's organization. We have a Mahila Mandal.
So a bunch of the Maila Milan women took the train up first thing this morning, along with some of Jokin's NSDF, Slum Dwellers Federation people, and four South African activists who are here on a training visit. Their task is to organize and energize the entire Dowri Nagar community. Shekhar and Celine have split everyone up into teams just to get a fix on how many people actually live here. The numbers are important, but even more important is using this exercise to create a sense of community, of achievement through working together amongst all the residents of Dowri Nagar. The strange thing is, at the moment it's all men here, not a single woman about.
The women are busy cooking. They haven't come onto the scene yet. And hopefully by the end of the survey, they'll be there.
But the women, they're preparing for our food, everything.
Yeah, that is what happens everywhere. They only prepare for the food.
No, after the food, they will come and join.
And the women are there watching, looking at what's happening. But they don't enter the scene till you create that space for them. And the survey is going to do that ultimately.
By the end of today, every house in Dowri Nagar will have been surveyed three times.
The house counting, the mapping, and the household survey. And maybe the women leaders would come for a meeting at the end of it, huh? So, and all the three times, it would be the women who would be answering the people who are going to collect the data.
And it's only if the women get involved and are allowed to get involved by their men that will decide if Dowri Nagar is really ready. Celine calls the involvement of the women magic, when the men finally realize that their women are the solution. It could happen today, tomorrow, or it could be in 3 months' time.
But that is difficult to predict, huh?
Mm.
But we know for sure that this magic will take place. How it is going to take place, we don't know. That you'll have to wait and watch.
Sharmila and Rosie.
Sharmila, Rose.
The first survey teams are starting to straggle in. They sit down on the earth, they eat lunch on a palm leaf. And then they hand in their numbers for the morning.
2 and 3.
This morning, they've counted over 2,000 buildings here in Dowri Nagar. 122 of them are small businesses. Bakeries, tailors, electrical repairs, auto parts, 6 doctors. You name it, they've got it right here in Dowri Nagar.
Because we had some 300.
1,274.
Acha. Abhi?
These are only the structures.
These are the structures.
It is not the family.
No, no, it is not the family. Only houses.
Number of structures.
As soon as lunch is over, we're going to fan out again and go to each house and find out how many people actually live there, how many rooms they have, whether they have electricity or running water or whatever. Celine signals, lunch is over. Time to get going again. Armed with questionnaires, the no-nonsense Rashida is leading four of us down a lane so narrow that the upstairs windows of the small brick houses almost kiss each other.
Then you try. You say in English, I translate for them.
Rashida needs chalk to mark the houses once we've surveyed them. We continue down the alley. Rashida knocks at the first house. A man in lungi and undershirt comes to the door.
Bechan Jaiswal.
Pancham
Bechan Jaiswal.
Pancham.
Pancham?
Bechan.
Bechan.
Bechan Jaiswal.
Jaiswal.
और आपका बीवी का नाम?
And your wife's name?
Nirmala.
Nirmala.
हाँ, ये लो.
How many children?
दो नंबर.
What are their names?
Heart ka number.
Start with the eldest first.
इधर सुबह में नंबर डाल के कह दे क्या? कितना दो नंबर है ना ये?
The rest of the afternoon will be spent going like this from house to house. By the end of the 3 days, we should have a pretty accurate snapshot of the slum. Then it'll be up to the residents themselves to decide the next step. It's 6 months later, and I'm back in Dharinagar, inside the community hall. A pleasant room, but dangerous. The ceiling is no more than 7 foot high, and the roof fan takes up one of those feet, which means if you're 6 foot tall, forget it. On the stone floor, Rashida sits taking in deposits for the Dharinagar branch of Maila Milan's bank. Rataben takes out 20 paying in books from a plastic bag along with an assortment of notes and coins.
She has brought 20 rupees on each account. How many books
are
she has 20 books with her.
25.
20 people's books with
25.
Her. So all of them give her money and she brings the city.
There are 2,500 households in Dharinagar. In 6 months, a quarter of them have joined the bank. Rashida expects that number to reach 1,000 by the end of the year. She's opening 5 new accounts every day. Ratan says a lot of things have changed since I was last here. Sure, before February we used to save, but it was in our husband's name. He had no control over the money. Now it's in our name. It's ours. And that's not all that's changed.
First, we never had been to any office before. So because of the Mahila Milan, we went to the police station, we went to the ward office, we went to the post office, which office?
Ration office.
And we went to the different places also where already Mahila Milan have built their houses. We saw that. We never had knew about it before, that woman has so much strength to do.
Lalita pipes up. We got the basic amenities now, thanks to Subhash Savant, our member on the city council. But now we want title to this land.
We are organizing ourselves because we want this land on our name. We are going to build a house on this land only. We are not going to move from.
Malti
Rati puts in her two cents. When you don't know how to organize, you always get cheated. But since February, Maila Milan's come here, shown us what we can do. And nobody's going to cheat us now.
So this small group of women from Baikala really are a sort of shining example to all of you about what can be done.
Yes, we feel that Mahila Milan was like a shining star to us of Baikala Mahila Milan work, because seeing them only we have learned so many things over here.
And the money is really pouring in now. Rashida's surrounded by little piles of notes. 50s, 20s, 10s, 5s, 2s, and 1s. And by little columns of coins. This really is a bank for poor people, somewhere they can sit and talk. This is the sort of place where a sense of community, of all being in the same boat together, is somehow developed and nurtured. But Lalita's sister-in-law Lata says things are not as smooth as I might imagine.
Have your men encouraged you all along the way?
No.
Our husband doesn't help us. We don't tell them at all about this. Whatever it is, it's our wish. It's our wish what we do. We don't care what our husband thinks.
But they don't even, they're not even supportive of this.
No.
Why not?
Why not?
I mean, after all, you're saving money for a house.
Look, lots of people have promised us houses before, lots of people. And they come and they take our savings, and then one day, whoosh, just like magic, they're up and gone. My husband and I lost 4,500 rupees like that. Everything we had just wiped out like that. So he doesn't think we women can succeed where the men have failed.
So I had the same feeling when Mahila Milan account had been opened. I thought that only, that these people are also going to cheat us and take our money and run away from here. But Lata, she convinced me, she told me everything, because she had been visited to Baikala place and everywhere, and she knew about something, what is happening in Bangalore, Madras. So then, because I had trust in Lata, I opened this account. And now I have trust in Mahila
Milan.
But there are many other women in Dowrinagar who still have to be sold on Mahila Milan. Rashida, Lata, Ratan and Lalita have whisked me out of the hall and head down one of the lanes. First stop, Sabina Rodriguez, a Christian from Goa. Dowrinagar, in fact, has a lot of Christians.
This is a skeptic.
She is the woman, she comes for every meeting, but she is not the member of Mahila Milan.
So this is true, you come to every meeting and you're not a member, why not?
I was waiting for my neighbors, they were saying that we are going to join the Mahila Milan with you only, but they have not come, so I have to wait for them.
Have you tried to convince them?
Yes, but some problem, house problem, money problem. That's why.
So you always say you're going to join, but it's still always tomorrow.
That's why. Yes.
Manana. Doesn't make no difference whether you're Goan or Mexican. Once a procrastinator, always a procrastinator.
Yes, good afternoon. I wanted to ask you a question, please. I wanted to all these women who belong to this group, Mahila Milan, here in Dowrinagar. You're not a member. I wondered why not.
And it goes downhill for her. Next house, two ladies. They've had a bad experience.
Because we had paid the money first. Then that's why we didn't pay the money now.
Where you had paid?
There only in the committee.
We had paid.
but we don't have money. That is why we stopped paying. They told us that you will form a community and all with that money. We paid only 260 rupees.
We have got that slip also. Now how many years become now?
Now 4-5 years became. After that we stopped paying because we could not pay and we had no hope of they doing anything for us.
So that's why you are not open account in Mahila Village.
In other words, come back in a couple of years and show us if you're for real. We head off into danger, down someone else's gully.
We have what, running water here, electricity, but no tie into the sewer, right?
Yeah.
So this is Nata's area?
You know, I like Darinagar. It makes me think of a fishing village, so colourful. But I'm not sure if all of Darinagar
likes
me.
Nice, so you are a member of Mahila Milan?
Just I opened this account.
When you opened it?
The woman with the dogs, not exactly radiating enthusiasm.
7 months. Means in July.
In July.
In July.
And you haven't saved for the last 2 months?
But there are someone's telling that now they are closing, no? That's why I not paid only.
Somebody is saying they're closing?
Ah, so that's what they are saying, whoever they are. So there you have it. The skeptic, the follow my neighbor, the apathetic, and the rumor monger. It's not as easy as it looks. People want proof, they want results. They've been lied to too many times before.
But somebody's told you that it's closing.
Yeah. And you believe it. Come, tomorrow is a meeting at 2 o'clock, so you come over here to the office.
Huh? Afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon.
I'll see you there. Okay.
Chala.
I'm Julian Crandall Hunt in Bombay.
Second, look at the sign that the bulk of 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 the bulk of